We know elephants are highly intelligent. They form complex societies and have rich emotional lives. But something is going terribly wrong with these remarkable creatures. These giants are exercising their power in terrifying ways. Why was this man attacked and killed? Why was this 10-year-old girl ambushed and trampled? And why was this elephant's caretaker thrashed and beaten to death? It's estimated 10 people die every week from elephant attacks. Willie Tyson of the Pittsburgh Zoo is known as the Elephant Whisperer. He's searching for answers to the crisis.
Be nice to me. Be nice to me. Be nice to me.
Tyson's considered one of the world's most skilled elephant care specialists.
I'll get you, little baby. I will get this belly.
But the Elephant Whisperer says there's a big difference between connecting with elephants and controlling them.
You have to be totally focused on these animals. They can turn on a person and be very, very aggressive.
Tyson knows all too well the dangers posed by elephant rage. Honolulu, Hawaii. Willie Tyson's close friend and mentor, Alan Campbell, is a veteran elephant trainer. But on this day, no amount of skill can save his life. A female elephant named Tyke is going berserk. No one knows what triggered her behavior. Alan tries restraining the 4-ton animal before she kills a groomskeeper. But the elephant turns on Alan. She's lost in an unexplained frenzy, throwing down Alan and crushing his body under 8,000 pounds of force. Tyson is devastated to learn of his friend's death.
It actually took me a very long time before I actually was even able to view the video because Alan and I were very close. I debated getting out of elephants altogether.
But Tyson didn't quit. And the mystery of what prompted Tyke to kill is now prompting Tyson to search for answers.